Electric Aid Service, Cleveland. Ms. Charles.
Oh, hi, Charles. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Electric Gate Service of Cleveland.
When you say the online listings?
Yes. So the reason for my call, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash, and we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on that first page of Google for your keywords there in your area. And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of that page.
Mm-hmm.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages of results in there. But on that first page, there's a handful. It's a short list. So right now in your area, they see Holmes Construction and Fence or River's Edge Fence. Are you familiar with those guys at all?
No.
No? No. Okay. You're in Old Port, right? The 376 or 37362?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Well, they're smaller. I mean, they're the locals there. That's what it's designed for. They're just a couple that are benefiting from being listed there in your area now. And that's where we would be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now you'd be one of the local options when people search from there as well. Now, the reason you're getting this call today is they had that other first page position open up for programming in that area. So we're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through. Once that open position fills there today, we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer the same services. So that way, you'll always be one of the local options for people. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make that call, you'll be right there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Mostly.
Mostly. Okay. What part? I mean,
there's very, very few people that do what I do. I don't do fencing. I do the electric gates.
The automatic gates. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, those are the guys that are coming up for the automatic gates. That's what I did the search for. So right now, those are their only options, right, when they do that search. So once we list you there, you'll be a more appropriate option for them. Do you see value in being listed there at that moment people are searching?
Well, yes, but the next question comes is, how much is this going to cost?
Oh, yeah, I can pull that up for you now. And the cost will depend on a couple of things. I know that Old Fort is home base, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
I travel to Dalton, Georgia, all the way up to more than Athens. I travel right around 60 miles from where I'm at.
Okay, that's perfect. 60 miles. That's exactly what I was looking for. I mean, in terms of mileage. Is it you and a crew or just you?
Me.
Just you. Okay. And you have the website already, right? The EGSOCTN.com? That's yours? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good. How long have you been in business in the area there?
I just started my own business, EGSOC, Electric Gate Service of Cleveland. Is brand new. I've been doing this for 10 years. I mean, I've got 10 years experience doing electric gates.
Oh, you were working for somebody else before and then just this year went out on your own?
Well, I'm still working for someone else and I'm trying to go out on my own.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds like the timing might be good. The good news is, too, if you're under a year in business, you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing John. He's my regional manager for the area. He's coming over to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And so, Charles, being that they have that area open for programming today, I think what I'm hearing from you is if we could make Google affordable, that might not be a bad idea to list yourself there as an option?
What I'm guessing is you're going to do something that says sponsored. I mean, because I see that all the time. That's what I see as sponsored, right up top.
Oh,
is that
no.
What you're...
No, that's not what I was calling about. I mean, we can do those too, but this would be the local listings. Okay, let me grab John to apply the rate, and then I'll explain the difference. Hang on here.
Hey, Charles.
Yes.
Hey, Charles. Can you hear me?